It's 38 seconds after the hour of 12 in this, the month of June, in the year of our Lord 2006. Thank you for coming along, making a part of your listening day, live from the plushly appointed yet not overly ostentatious studios of AM 970, Solid State Radio. This, my friends, is the Rich Emerson Radio Program. Thank you for coming along, making a part of your listening day. We're live from beautiful downtown Portland, Oregon, which is now officially, it is now a scientific fact. As Ron Burgundy would say, this is now officially, demonstrably, I believe the empirical data is in. That this is, in fact, the best city anywhere, ever. Just so you know. It's 503-733-2970. You want to email, you can do that as well. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. Rick at RickEmerson.com. All right. I don't feel quite as hammered and dead as I do sometimes after, like, a listener party. But there's somewhere between Wellville and then Wish I Was Deadsville. Somewhere in betwixt the two lies Rick Emerson today. And I believe I speak for everybody when I say that.
Well, I think it's because the door was open at Dante, so some of the smoke went out in the street.
And we weren't gassed as much to the extent that we normally are.
No.
Yes. Also that I was, we were not standing on a stage till 2 a.m. Last night. So we did. It helps a little bit. Because normally we come in here like the day after a listener party. You can smell the ashes. You're still trying to speak. It's just, we sound like your weird uncle that's had his voice box taken out. We're a little bit better off today. It is the Rick Emerson Show. Thank you for coming by. It's Wednesday, right? Wednesday.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday, 6-7. Thank you for being here. Before we do anything else, coming up later on today, we're going to be talking to Marky Ramone. Of course, late of the Ramones. Was it the Intruders, the Invaders? I should figure this out before he comes on.
You're the talk show host.
And the biggest Ramones fan ever.
Yes, no, I, yeah, but, and, no, it doesn't say. Well, that's good. I think it's the Intruders. Well, I'll just say that. I'll say and your band. It's like when I meet somebody, we were talking about this last week, somebody whose last name I don't know, and I just stand awkwardly and wait for somebody else to do the introduction. Well, whatever. The point, let's call a spade here. You know, we all care about him because he was a Ramon, which is fantastic. Hell, I wasn't a Ramon. So Marky Ramone, we're going to be talking to him later on. He's going to be coming to town. He actually he's been doing some cool stuff. He produces stuff. He puts out punk compilations. He's got a new double CD. It's called Start of the Century that he put out. Anyway, he's going to be playing at Dante's, I think, like a week. I think it's next Thursday, maybe, whatever. Anyway, talk to Marky Ramone later on today. That's going to be good. We're going to be counting down, in honor of Marky Ramone, the top five Ramone songs featuring Marky Ramone on drums, because he was there for, I mean, all those classic Ramones albums you think about. I mean, Road to Ruin he was on. He was on End of the Century. He's on 11 different albums, and then all the way through the end, up to Adios Amigos. So he's on that. So we'll be talking to Marky Ramone and counting down the top five Ramone songs featuring Marky. We got a teacher watch coming up today. We will wrap up some of the 666 stories. We will have the 666 watch coming up today. And we've got it's the worst song you've ever heard. The long delayed and finally gotten to today, Maharishi Honey Song. We'll get to that. And a pair of Don Rickles tickets. Again today, we got Don Rickles. He's coming up at Chinook Winds this coming Saturday.
I can't wait.
This.
Why not make a day of it?
You sound like you're bubbling over with enthusiasm.
I am.
Chinook Winds this Saturday. He's at Friday, too, by the way. So go ChinookWinds.com. You go and buy tickets there, and I think there's a link at RickEmerson.com. So just look for the big picture of Don Rickles giving you, like, the thumbs up and a tux, the huge pinky ring. There's a link there. You can buy tickets. Don Rickles playing this Friday, this Saturday, at Chinook Winds Casino. But we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets today, including buffet. I cannot stress this enough. And those of you who have been to a casino buffet, you know what I'm talking about. You know that there is no buffet in this world like the buffet at a casino. It is fantastic. All right, so we'll be giving that away. Later on today, we'll be doing. You will once again have your choice of contest. The other day, we had you could either play When I Was a Boy, or you could play Who Is This Crazy Celebrity. Later on today, we will also be giving you your choice of contest. So that's coming up later on. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Joined as always by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing good. I didn't get my nap in.
And we've all still got our Satano outfits on today. You're all in the red and black, and Tim is in red and black, and I'm in black. And so it's a good time, man. In just a moment, we can sit and talk about yesterday, and we'll kind of recap. Well, 1 o'clock gets here. We'll do the news hour, talk about it. The pictures are already going up. The official photographs are taken by Jason Crompton. He had the compatriots down there. Those are all on the way. Photographs from the people are already coming in. I understand. Did you get a YouTube video, did you say? Or did I say that?
I think you said that.
I think I said that.
Yeah. I got a bunch of pictures from people.
One of those days. I'm just going to read this one comment right here, and this is from our good friend, Salvez, who claimed that I would not be able to pronounce her name correctly, and here I am doing it. And she simply says, and this is via MySpace, where all the kids hang out now, it was worth every effing cent of the $43.50 it took me to fill up my gas tank and get there from Eugene. You rule. It is true. It was a good time. So you are looking bright-headed, bushy-tailed for somebody who, A, was that because you went to a whole? Did you go to a whole series of parties last night?
I did, but I didn't end up staying as long. I thought it was going to be a late night, but it turned out not to be.
I mean, no worry about anybody crashing it. Now you were going to go to that Thrasher party, weren't you?
Yeah.
Somebody told me that the man was there.
Oh, really? No, I left. I went to another one before that, and then went to that one, and I was only there for like an hour.
It was cool though.
They had a fire pit in the backyard and stuff.
There was somebody here in the office who was going to go to that, and she said she got within about a block of the Mike Thrasher party, and she said that there were so many cops ringing it that you couldn't give it near it. She said that there was like...
What happened?
Look at me. I don't think there was anything happening. I think it was just sort of a precautionary thing. Just sort of how, like, everywhere we go now, there's cops.
It's true.
Every time there's a station event, starting with that, like, third one in La Center, I remember that we did that second or third party in La Center, the La Center Police Department called the show. They're like, just so you know, all the cops are on duty tonight. Everybody's coming out of retirement. So it's,
But I noticed after everyone was lined up yesterday, the cops left. They said, there's no reason to be here.
No, there are too many
We're
people.
A good, peaceful people.
We are.
That's what we are. You're looking able-bodied and
well, you know what?
They
got on Netflix yesterday.
Who? What?
They did.
Oh, yes, and?
Entourage Season 2, Disc 1.
Oh, I got it today. I got to pick it up at CD Game Exchange today.
Yeah, you got it on Netflix yesterday. So that's what I wanted to do, is that we were going to watch the first
one. It arrived?
Yeah.
Oh,
we were going to watch
sweetest.
It, and I fell asleep.
Season 2 is the sweetest plum. It's so good. I was watching it on TiVo last night.
Nothing to do with anything. What are we doing?
I'm not even at the recapping various things part of my matrix. I'm still at the... Here's Tim Riley at the City Desk working on the following stories for your edification.
Breaking news, the Trailblazers and the Rose Garden are both officially for sale. A baby born yesterday weighing 6 pounds and 6 ounces is named Damien. Meanwhile, that she-devil Ann Coulter claims 9/11 widows are enjoying their husband's deaths in her scathing new book.
Ann Coulter, by the way, you've been waiting for this moment. It's like back in the day, you would go to see Guns N' Roses, not necessarily just because you were a GNR fan, but because you wanted to be there when Axl had his meltdown. It's sort of like the same reason people go to see, you know, the Brian Jonestown Massacre or Courtney Love. You just want to be there the day that, you know, that they finally lose touch with all that is real and normal in this world. Ann Coulter has reached that point. Ann Coulter has taken final leave of her senses. I think when your head is that high off the ground, I think when your legs are that long, the oxygen is necessarily thin and it has trouble getting up to that bony, wrinkled neck of hers. So, yeah, we'll talk. I got several emails about that, by the way. All right, 503-733-2970. Yesterday was Horns Across the Hawthorne, which was a fantastic event. And I don't mean to be, this is not a guarantee. It's just if we start talking about it now, we'll never get to the news. And you'll never get to hear about Ann Coulter finally going wacky. Finally revealing on the outside what we all knew she was on the inside. Glad I was alive to see it. Not unlike Horns Across the Hawthorne, which we will recap later on. It's 503-733-2970. Plus, kids, Marky Ramone is going to be here later on. All right, so we will...
It's like the cops were at some, like, underage kids' party 3 doors down. Jen just wrote me.
Oh. And doing shots around a little card table.
Yeah, Jen just wrote, quote, "We were too old to interest them."
It's fantastic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, at the City Desk, it is your personal savior, Tim Riley.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour. And now, from the City Desk, Tim Riley.
Boot.
From High right out the bottom of the coin tower, downtown Portland, Oregon. CBS presents the City Desk News Beat. Jim Rather reporting. Okay, expect tons of traffic jams today because this is the date that the fleet comes in. Traffic across the Broadway, Steele, Burnside, and Morrison bridges will experience up and down bridges for about 20 minutes between 1 and 4 this afternoon. Downtown drivers can avoid delays. Well, they can't at all.
If no, it's impossible. You'll be avoiding nothing.
So, four Coast Guard ships are expected today. The USCGG Steadfast, the Henry Blake, the Bluebell, that sounds like something girls ride on, and the Halibut. So, and then ships from the U.S. Navy arrive tomorrow. And tall ships are already docked down there.
Blah, blah, blah. The bridge will be raised for the Halibut. Blah, blah, blah.
I didn't even think about that.
No, see, I do. Any sort of fish-oriented pun right there.
Then the kids' parade is this afternoon. It's going to jam even more streets. Sandy Boulevard, this year's Grand Marshals, are Angelica and Chucky from Nickelodeon's Rugrats.
I was off of Sandy Boulevard this morning, and there were already people sitting out there in their lawn chairs. It was like at 9... No, like a little before 9 o'clock.
What was I here for the other day on Sunday? Wasn't there some parade on Sunday somewhere? We're such bad people.
I think that was a
try so
parade.
Hard. Is it Relatable Thursday? No, but
I... No, see, I think you only care about parades if your kids are in them, don't you?
Parades are dumb. Can I... Look, I don't mean to be
parades
a grouch.
Parades are too slow.
I don't mean to be a grouch about it. I really don't. I'm not trying to be a curmudgeon. I'm not trying to be edgy and contrary and Louis shocking. He hates parades. I did parade... Even when I was a kid, I just... I'm not trying to be, like, whatever, difficult about it. I'm just saying parades, I don't know, it's like that whole thing of, like, and Sarah nailed it on the head, which is like waiting for 12 hours to watch someone else walk by you.
Or drive by in the car with the top down waving.
That's really what it is. You're sitting there in a lawn chair, and you're getting that hot cross buns thing on your ass, you know, with a bad lawn chair print on your buttocks. You're waiting in a chair...
You gotta wait 2 hours to see Vera Katz ride by.
For 12 hours to see Barry Manilow or someone who looks distinctly similar to Barry. You're sitting there waiting 12 hours to watch a car drive by you. You can do that now for free at any number of streets. You could do that at the mall. Sit on a bench. People
you
walking by you
drive-up.
All day. Doesn't matter. You do it yesterday, do it tomorrow. And I dislike things, says the guy who clogged the bridge. I dislike things that interrupt my commute.
I see.
Well, no. We were entitled yesterday. Think
now,
about
only,
how many times
we
your
We only
ass,
interrupt once a year.
Once a century. Think about how many times your ass has been blocked by critical mass or a parade. Somebody protesting something or other.
Or the fleet's coming in.
Or the stupid fleet coming in. It was our turn. We had it coming. So, but
did
I was...
Did you see the woman riding by on her bike crying?
Did we make her cry?
Were tears of joy?
Oh, really?
No, they were tears of sadness.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Right on.
It made me feel a little bad.
Rick Emerson Show.
I'm kind of disappointed we had no protesters.
Making women cry.
I know.
Nobody
I heard
has
that prayer
guts
circle.
To show.
Prayers in the park. I don't know if it happened or not. It was difficult to see.
That wasn't covered by anyone.
It was difficult to see over the throngs of people that came to Orange Across the Hawthorne. The
dressed
multitudes.
Like Satan.
All the
like
praying
Satan.
In the world didn't stop that event.
Where is your God now? We're getting distracted again. We're doing that thing we weren't going to do. My point is that I drove today. I'm the first to admit it. I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. Man, the alarm went off, and I was just, screw it. You know, I just turned it off, and I just didn't even care. I didn't make an excuse. I didn't call in and go, I've had a car accident. I can't. I'm at a meeting somewhere secretly. I just came to work late because I felt terrible, terrible, terrible this morning. But yeah, so bicycling would have done me no good today anyway, because even if you bicycle home, you're still going to be screwed even if you're on a bicycle today, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're not going anywhere.
Well, it's only until 4, and if we have that meeting, we won't be.
Yeah, we have a meeting at 3 anyway.
We don't care about traffic.
Downtown Portland is just going to, it's going to be like escape from New York today. This whole downtown's going to be one big penal colony. You're leaving nothing. Anyway, because some guys are going to drive by in a car. Here's Tim Riley.
Time for 666.
Here's your 666 watch as we wrap this once in a century holiday.
Well, a horror film fan who prayed that her baby would be born on 6606. Had her wishes fulfilled. She named her new boy Damien. The boy weighs in at 6 pounds, 6 ounces, was born 6 days after his mom was first induced. Special needs teacher Suzanne Cooper, whose name is, as a horror classic in The Omen, as her favorite film. A remake of the film was released yesterday. Suzanne says, we're overjoyed about our baby. The Omen is one of our favorite films, and that's why I'm keeping my legs crossed for birth on the 6th.
My legs crossed. There's a joke there somewhere, but I'm too lazy to figure out what it is. By the way, this is the baby was not 6 pounds, 6 ounces. I only say that because here's why I say that. Because I ran into three separate people yesterday that claimed that they work with somebody or a friend of a guy who was born on 606, like whatever, how many years ago, and weighed 6 pounds, 6 ounces. Do you believe it? What are the odds? It's so kooky. So that's become the new, that's become the thing where, no, I knew a guy, and he was, but no, seriously, he was born on 6, and, no, and he weighed 6 pounds. That's become the thing everybody says. So, but whatever, I'm not going to get in the way of a good story.
Meanwhile, we're including Ann Coulter in our 666 because she's the devil herself.
Boy, and she's given her too much credit. She's not even really the devil. She really is just a Renfield.
Katie Couric was the pick of Satan for most of the celebrity blogs I look at.
Mm. What? I don't understand.
They picked a celebrity to represent 666.
It was Katie Couric?
And Katie Couric was the...
That seems mean. Why would you do that?
I don't know. Everything I read...
Poor Katie Couric.
No, nobody likes her on the
blog. Does she see a lot of people next Tuesday?
Yeah, she's known to not be a friendly woman, so I hear.
Okay.
That's just hearsay.
Well, whatever. I don't know anything about Katie Couric. We are colleagues only in the most tenuous of... I think we get the same once-a-year mass email from Les Moonves about things, but that's about it.
We might have the same dental insurance.
Perhaps. All right, here's... So this is... But you've been waiting for this. This is the Ann Coulter thing that everybody has been waiting to see.
Yes.
It's because you... It's okay, you could... Ann Coulter is just sort of a... Is transparent in the sense that everybody knew that she was both evil and crazy, but you were just sort of waiting for her to slip up and actually reveal, like for the devil mask to actually come off in public. So here you go.
So what you're about to hear are not our words and feelings.
Now, do we have sound on this?
No, we don't.
Okay, all right.
When their husbands were killed on 9/11, four New Jersey widows tried to find out why, and now Noah Holes Bard, conservative pundit Ann Coulter, is mercilessly denouncing them as witches. I've never seen people enjoying their husband's death so much, Coulter writes in her book. Her brutal words were challenged on the Today Show with Matt Lauer, and she was slammed by the widow she divided as hope of sore limelight-seeping harpies.
That's fantastic.
Coulter says these broads are millionaires, lionized on TV and in articles about them, revealing in their status as celebrities. And by the way, how do we know their husbands weren't planning to divorce these harpies? Their husbands weren't planning on divorcing these harpies. Now that their shelf life is dwindling, they better hurry up and appear in Playboy. These self-obsessed women seem generally unaware that 9/11 was an attack at our nation and acted as if the terrorist attacks happened only to them. So, they call the Jersey Girls, according to Coulter, the witches of East Brunswick. They've been criticized before, but never like this. When Matt Lauer grilled Coulter about her book, she yelled at him so harshly that gasps echoed throughout Rockefeller Center.
See, and I've been looking for audio on this because I read this story yesterday. Yep. Drudge was talking. He linked to the story, but I couldn't find the video anywhere. But I don't know a whole lot about Matt Lauer. He always just I don't know whether he's a hard reporter, whether he's just a puffball reporter. I don't know. But apparently, he took a pretty good axe to her, which she's been begging for the longest time. Because not even Bill Maher. Because Bill Maher not so secretly has like this weird sexual fetish for Ann Coulter, which, by the way, I made this observation the other day that I thought Condoleezza Rice was kind of hot, and all these guys, you're crazy, I said in one breath that Ann Coulter was hideously unattractive, and not just because she's an ugly and deeply warped person, but just because I found her physically unattractive. But I said that Ann Coulter was ugly and that Condi Rice is hot. I get all these guys emailing me and saying that I had it backwards. Condi Rice is a dog. Ann Coulter's she's a vixen. And they had sent me all these pictures of Ann Coulter, none of which changed my mind, by the way. But Bill Maher has this not-so-cleverly disguised lust for her, which is why he never takes her to task at all. So I'm glad that somebody finally did it. So Matt Lauer, just by dint of doing this, has gone up. He's several hundred notches on my tote board. So there you go. So there you go.
There's your Republican spokesperson.
Good times. All right. Is that it? Do we have anything else?
No, that's it.
There's your 666 watch. I'm getting all these YouTube videos sent to me, and I'm not able to watch them yet. It's being sent to me. This one is from... this is from AK. And it just, it's a YouTube video, and then the only caption he gives me is, kick ass, Chris, kick ass, love seeing Kristen's cleavage. But I don't even know what it is. Can you turn down my computer? I want to make sure that there's no...
Yeah.
I'm just a peek behind the curtain here as I watch this live. Let's see. This is more of the, this is more of those YouTube videos of me doing push-ups. Mm-hmm. That's not right. Listen to this. Listen to the caption. Rick Emerson, confirmed loser of a bet, produces 3 push-ups in a field near the Hawthorne Bridge at the behest of the lovely and usually correct Sarah Dillon. Yeah, all right.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Do you have
that?
The audio for that?
No, there's no audio. It's unfortunate. It looks like the whole thing's crashing. It's not even playing. Yeah, it's too bad.
Yeah, that's strange.
Well, that's YouTube.
Yeah. Good thing I can find it on YouTube.
Unstable technology. What can you do? All right.
Well, Canadians are scared about the arrest of 7 terrorist suspects that plan to blow up Toronto's CN Tower, attack Parliament, and behead their Prime Minister. Rachel Marsden of the Toronto Sun says Canadians don't believe the words of Osama bin Laden.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're in the wrong thing.
Bin Laden and his henchmen and mullahs in the Taliban for years have been saying Canada's a target. We don't like you. You're the infidels. Why don't we just believe what they're saying for once?
So, Muslims have been welcomed into Canada with open arms, however those hours are about to close. Meanwhile, the big news here in America, a proposed constitutional amendment on marriage has failed a key vote in the Senate.
Marriage.
On this vote, the yeas are 49, the nays are 48. 3/5 of the senators duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative. The motion is not agreed to.
I knew it was going to fail. Everybody knew
it
was going to fail.
They needed 67 votes.
I am surprised that it was actually that close, though, because man, the Republicans are abandoning Bush like wharf rats right off the Titanic. I didn't think there was going to be anybody left there. So it does astonish me even now in red state America that it was that close. But the good news is it was resoundingly defeated, as we knew it would be.
Well, before today's vote, Republican Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas said the amendment shouldn't be considered as a discriminatory measure against gay people.
Is this actually a Republican named Senator Brownback?
Senator Brownback, yes.
Okay.
The amendment is about promoting our future, our families, how we raise
values,
the next generation.
Say values.
And about allowing a definition of a fundamental institution to be done by the people rather than by the courts.
He didn't say activist judges, though, so nobody take a drink.
So Kansas should be invaded by gays. Really, they should be taught a lesson.
That's fantastic.
Bring them in by the busload.
We should totally do that. We should get Jen Lane and whoever. We're just get a huge busload full of gays and just start sending them everywhere. There ought to be like a gay missionary thing where we just just punish everybody in the middle of America. Just send them right in. All right. Good times. All right. We should probably break here.
Oh, we got one more.
Okay.
We got poor loser member Bill Frist.
Oh, yeah.
He vows to keep trying.
Throughout human history and culture, the union between a man and a woman has been recognized as the cornerstone of society.
Uh-huh. Did you see that thing, that papal encyclical that came out with, they called gay marriage the eclipse of God? It's a good thing that the church isn't given to pointless and stupid melodrama. So there you go. And, you know, here's the problem. With that, what's his name? Pope? Is it Gregory? What the hell is his name now? Benedict?
Oh, Zed? Benedict, yeah. Benedict.
Pete? Whatever his name is?
Yeah.
The problem is that ever since they found, whatever is it, that story, that photo of him in the Hitler Youth outfit when he was a kid, it's just my brain just superimposes that over everything he does. It doesn't matter what he could come on TV in a clown suit, and in my head, he's just there in the little black thing in the. Anyway. Coming up, bottom of the hour, Ed McCarthy will be here. Speaking of nitwits, we'll talk about this. About Roy Moore getting the figure to beat down at the ballot box. Later on, Jim Roop is Gary Baumgarten's going to be here. Top 5 Ramon songs featuring Marky Ramone. Marky Ramone will be joining us on the show as well. And like is a 3. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. You stay right there. A terrible person. Oh, hello. It's the Rick Emerson Show live from Portland. It's 503-733-2970. Look, I wish Ann Coulter a long life and the best of health.
You know she's going to live forever.
Her and Yoko Ono.
Yep.
And Pat Buchanan. She'll never die. She'll just get older and taller and uglier and weirder looking. And eventually that weird human shell that she walks around in, it'll slough away and it will realize that inside she's sort of mecha culture. Let me ask you this. If you were walking on the street right now and you saw Ann Coulter and you saw her splitting open and her skin peeling away and you saw that queen alien from the second Alien film coming out with a huge egg sac and a mechanical jaw swinging out, would it surprise anybody? You're just going to go out of here. It would just sort of confirm what you already suspected. Also, and let me just say this. I wish Ann Coulter the best of health and I hope that she lives a long and illness-free life. I am simply saying, though, as a matter of journalistic record, because this is a noon news hour. We are a news program here, serving the public interest, convenience, and necessity as mandated by the Federal Communications Commission. In the tradition of Edward R. Murrow and all who worked at the Columbia Broadcasting System, I'm simply saying I suspect that if you were walking down the street and you saw Ann Coulter being attacked by crazed baboons, or perhaps being set upon by wild jackals, it would be my estimation that upwards of 65% of the American public would not help.
I would think she would be befriended by such savages.
Out of professional courtesy. Mm-hmm. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, on that note, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Live from Atlanta, CNN radio correspondent Ed McCarthy. How are you, Ed?
I am great, Rick. How are you today?
I'm fine. Let me ask you this. Which word do you think best describes Ann Coulter? A, crazy. B, nutty. C, kooky. D, the embodiment of all that is evil on God's green earth.
Oh, gee. I guess you'd have to form your own opinion on all of that.
I was hoping to suck you in, but then I could not.
You must have got a free book.
Yes. Did you get a copy of The Galleys? Is that why? She's, I hate to keep dwelling on Ann Coulter, but here's the thing. Is that we all knew inside that she was a person of deep, unspeakable, pitch black evil. And it's just good to see that's finally come out. But she was unable to hold it in any longer. It was like some sort of gaseous byproduct of an especially spicy Mexican meal. She was unable to hold it in. It finally came out.
She's been the target of college audiences, I'll tell you that much, in the recent months when she's been speaking. She's been nailed a lot, I think, in many colleges.
Yeah, I think it's the only way. That's the only way Ann Coulter is going
to
get nailed, let me tell you. Why would you even go to a college audience at this point? Hadn't she been hit with cream pies like the last three times?
You know, there comes a point in your life where you have to cut your losses, I think.
Yeah, I suppose. Speaking of conservatives and losses, let's talk for a second. A lot of times these stories come from the southern region of America, whatever. People wonder, you know, people in the Rick Emerson audience may say, Rick, this is all well and good, but how does it relate to me? Everybody knows this story. Chief Justice Roy Moore, he was the guy who, he had that whole standoff with the government or with the National Guard or somebody about the huge Ten Commandments, like that 5 billion pound Ten Commandments thing that was in front of the courthouse.
He thought the Ten Commandments would come down on them.
And they finally booted him out of office for that, right?
They did. They knocked him off the bench, and he decided he was going to run for governor.
How did that work out for him?
Not too well, Roy Moore, who was the hero to the religious conservatives, he was booted out of office, and then now his political career really came to an abrupt end, as a matter of fact.
So, well, that's unfortunate. Well,
they kind of like Bob Riley in Alabama, that governor. I think Riley did a pretty good job during Hurricane Katrina, so that's probably part of the reward. But, you know, for someone like that, he thought he had a real big base, and he thought he was going to turn things upside down. Didn't work out that way for him.
Well, let me add, it's regrettable. We all weep tears of sadness for Justice Roy Moore. Let me ask you this. Just from a journalistic, objective point of view, do you believe that this is some sort of an... Because, again, there's a guy, people remember, this is Judge Roy Moore was this guy. It is a whole standoff of the government. He had this huge granite monument to the Ten Commandments that he wanted on public property, which you can't do. And so there was a time when taking that kind of stance, even I think in George Bush's America recently, there was a time when you get 90% of the vote for that. Is the fact that he got so stunningly defeated, do you think that are the times they are a-changing in the South, or is this like an anomaly?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, I was asked that earlier today about, you know, whether or not there's going to be big shifts now as we get to the midterms. You know, we got a lot of time to go here, but, you know, my opinion is that possibly people are getting fed up of politics in general, you know, with both sides here. So I don't know if right now there are going to be any big shifts or it's going to be like clean them all out. You know, incumbents could, any from any party could probably be in trouble.
It is because this is the same. It wasn't in Alabama. It was in, was it Louisiana? It was some time ago, like a decade ago or something. David Duke very nearly got elected to some sort of state office. Wasn't that Louisiana where that happened?
David Duke. That was amazing, the publicity he got as he went along on that one. And finally, he did not make it. But, you know, there's talk that he could possibly be back again down the road.
Not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Look, I got to tell you this. The Republicans, and I am not claiming, by the way, that David Duke represents all Republicans. But you know what? This is such a bad time to be a Republican the last the couple months, and it's not going to get any better. They're heading into what Hugh Hefner called the long, dark tunnel.
I think some of the senators today, Rick, kind of got an idea when they knocked out that gay marriage constitutional amendment that they wanted to get, because I think, you know, all the calls now are for, you know, let's really sit down and look at the important issues that we got to work for. And I get an impression now that maybe some of these lawmakers are getting the message and they're saying, you know what, maybe we better start working on something of substance.
Maybe something that doesn't alienate like 80% of the American people. Here's the thing, is that the clock is about to strike midnight, and that control of both houses is going to turn into a big rotted pumpkin, my friend. You mark my words.
That's true. That's
write
true.
It down. All right.
All right, Rick.
Ed McCarthy, my friend, you enjoy the rest of your day. We will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Ed McCarthy.
However, we still need at least a third party because the Democrats aren't any better.
Well, no, the Democrats are pointless. Godless. No, don't get me wrong.
Although I am going to go see Al Gore's movie. Not that I like Al Gore. I'm just curious about the subject.
I'm so, I don't know. I heard a thing about it because it's all sold out and whatnot. You know, because it's Portland.
Yeah, it's Portland.
I'll see these emails on this. Rick, I know as a Democrat, you will ignore everything I have to do. We should be clear about that right now. That in no way, I can't speak for anybody else. I'm not
a member of any political party.
Yeah, Sarah?
Not affiliated.
No, because the Democrats are pointless. Pointless and spineless. They accomplish nothing. They achieve nothing. They have no goals, no vision, no... Look, at least the Republicans, at least you know what they're... At least you know they're evil. That's, I mean, you know, it's something. It's tangible. It gives you something concrete to work with. It's like, you know, it's
if the Democrats do anything, it's trying to be like Republicans, but nobody believes
it. That's totally what it is. You know what the Democrats are? The Democrats are totally like they are totally the sheep in wolf's clothing. The Democrats are constantly trying to look like they're tough and like they're going to throw their weight, like they're going to be all manly and whatnot. And it's not. It's just
they never put their dukes up.
No, it's really not. I mean, it's like seeing Jim J. Bullock dressed up as you know Marlon Brando in the Wild Bunch. It's not going to work. It's no one is convinced by that. Al Gore is not an alpha male, in no way. No, Democrats are equally useless. And that's the sad thing about it. I'm not going to get bogged down on this. But here's the thing. That's the irony, is that Democrats are maybe slightly less evil, but they're pointless. They get nothing done. Republicans are probably more evil, but they're all kinds of efficient. Republicans, I'll tell you, you know, you want something done, you call a Republican. I mean, I can't guarantee that it'll probably end up with your family being locked up in sort of some sort of a camp somewhere. But
disappearing.
But it'll be done at least. So that's all I'm saying.
They're the Mussolinis of
all
time.
You gotta call it what it is, man. I mean, the Empire may have been evil, but they got two Death Stars built. You know what I mean? You didn't see the Rebel Alliance getting anything built. You're sitting there wandering around on Hoth, digging holes in the snow. Here's Tim Riley.
Oh, one more thing. Arnold Schwarzenegger, who faced little opposition in Tuesday's primary election, is kicking off his re-election campaign today with a Northern California bus tour. Number five.
Looking forward to going out there and talking to the people of California about the important issues, talk to the people about all the things that we have accomplished already and all the things that we're going to accomplish in the next 4 years.
This was recorded by somebody from the promotions department in the back of the room with a terrible mini-disc machine.
All right. There you go.
Our promotions department did a great job yesterday.
Yes, they did, Tim Riley. Listen to that. I see you playing that video over there, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it's beautiful.
Is it them me doing push-ups?
It sure is. Right. On stage. Not the ones when you were doing them in the field in front of everybody.
Oh, is that one in existence, too?
Yeah.
Is there more than one?
Yeah, not that one.
Oh,
the one when
day.
You were at Dante's.
Lucky me.
On stage.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Is that right after the guy came up and put the pot leaf necklace around my neck?
Your memory is shot, my friend. I put that on you.
Oh.
It was all the smoke in the room.
Yeah, you
that guy.
Remember anything today. Thank you.
No, I... yes, it was. I don't know why. Yesterday's all a blur to me. I have no idea. It has nothing to do with a pot leaf
was
necklace,
it the pot?
By the way. Yes, it was all. It was all the drugs. I think it might have had everything to do with standing in the sun for like 2 hours and then being under caffeinated and going directly from standing in the hot baking sun to standing inside a tiny, not tiny, but you know, a crowded room filled with cigarette smoke. So, in any event. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up at the top of the hour, 1 o'clock, we'll talk more about Horns Across the Hawthorn, which was yesterday. You can go to rickemerson.com. There's already a few photographs in.
Did you post them on your website?
Yeah. There's like five or six photos, and then I posted our friend Squid was there, and he posted... Radio's fantastic because only here could you have a guy named Squid and just nobody bats an eye. Like, you couldn't work at an accounting firm. And what's your name? Hacksaw. You know, it's like nobody would. So I posted his slideshow and then some stills. And I didn't have time to do proper credit or whatever for them. But there's from Stephen, our good friend Stephen Fung sent some in. And Stephen Poor also sent one in. So those are posted at rickemerson.com. Coming up at 1, we'll talk more about Horns Across the Hawthorn. Later on, Marky Ramone is going to be talking to us. And we'll be playing the top 5 Marky Ramone songs.
By the way, people are actually scheduling their meetings around this interview.
Around Marky Ramone?
Uh-huh.
As it should be.
Better not suck then.
No pressure.
I better
anything,
not be
right?
bad. I'm
one
not
of your, you know, a member of one of your favorite bands of all time. People are actually sitting here waiting with bated breath to see whether or not you're going to screw up.
I'm not working any phrases in either.
No, I wouldn't ask you.
It's a matter of keeping phrases out. I love the Ramones. You're so cool. That's what it's going to be a matter of. It's a matter of not saying
you're
that.
You're going to be squealy, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose. Well,
make sure you keep it real.
Thank you. I'm keeping it trill. That's what the kids are keeping it now, Tim.
On the MySpace?
No, on the Kink. Ryan is somewhere. Ryan Inger. Ryan is live. I shouldn't tell this story.
Do it.
Okay, there's a thing that apparently the rappers say, where you're not keeping it true, you're not keeping it real, or real, you're keeping it trill. That is where you're keeping it both true and real. That is apparently what they say.
I think someone's messing
with
you.
No. I'm leading up to something here. Well,
okay.
I'm leading. I can get Ryan. He's down with the young people.
Who's Ryan?
Ryan, the engineer. You
One
know
of
Ryan.
The Dungeons and Dragons guys?
Are you saying,
play Dungeons and
are
Dragons?
Are you saying he doesn't know how they do it in the Dirty South?
Just answer my question.
He does play Dungeons and Dragons. He keeps it trill with the dice.
Well, I guess we're all trilled to hear that.
He's got... Stop. He's got a gangsta power of +4. He's got a pimp hand of +3 and a keeping bitches in line of +2.
I guess he's full of street credentials.
Okay. I'm not going to tell the story now. It's going to be too embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's not about us, though.
Okay. Anyway. Tell the story, Rick, because we're going to come back to it. You're going to be distracted.
All right. Let's see if he's here.
I don't think he's here. Ryan?
Ryan? No, he's not here. Everyone's gone. Apparently, I'm just saying that apparently there's this saying from some of the rap guys in the South that, again, they are not keeping it true, not keeping it real. They're keeping it contracted. Trill. That's what they say, apparently. That is the... Okay? So, and I'm... We should say, as a preamble to this, and I mean this sincerely, I do not mean this in a Eddie Haskell covering my corporate ass kind of way. I should say that we, at least for speaking for myself, big fan of Kink, Kink FM. It's a fantastic station. Everybody loves Kink. Kink is a great station. Mm-hmm. And I mean that honestly, and everybody, they are truly a legendary Portland station, and everybody loves them. Everybody in radio kind of knows that they are.
There is not a kink in their armor.
Everybody knows that they are stuff, that everybody knows they are kind of the gold standard in many ways. But apparently there was some discussion on one of the programs on Kink the other day.
All of which are live, I understand.
They are. They are live 24/7. That's another reason we love them. But there's... When I moved here, actually, when I moved here in 98, and I was at Fisher, and it's a wholly different company, but they were like, hey, you know, how you like in Portland? I said, fine. And like two or three different people at Fisher pulled me aside. They're like, hey, how do you like Portland? I said, great. They said, hey, have you heard that station Kink yet? And I said, no. They're like, you got to check it out. It's the best thing ever. Anyway, so apparently on Kink, which is perhaps not the most hip-hop-oriented of stations... Apparently, they were heard to use the following phrase. They were heard to say, they were referring to a rapper from the South who was keeping it trill. And apparently, one of the DJs on Kink said something to the effect of, well, I think that
keeping it trill is something we should all try to do in our daily lives.
I'm
in that manner of speaking?
In that tone of voice, because again, they are very...
No, was it referred to before they said that, or did they just pull that out of nowhere?
I believe, I don't know, and I don't want to speculate any further at this point, but I'm just saying, I'm passing along. The kink is apparently... They are apparently not only true to the music, they are trilled to the music as well. There you go. Feel free to use that in your marketing materials.
So, being the program director, would you prefer if we use phrases such as that in our daily speech?
Yes, can you try to work that in? All right. What are we doing here?
We're being trilled to the audience.
Stop. Stop now. No, Marky Ramone. This somehow had to do with Marky Ramone, didn't it? Well, whatever. Anyway, so Marky Ramone's coming up later. It's just going to be a whole lot of me trying not to geek out. It's going to be me trying not to just... because I have this top five we put together, the Marky Ramone top five. It was the top five Ramone songs he drummed on. I can't... Here's what I got. A top five, I got it down to nine so far. How can I reduce it past nine? What can you get rid of? There's nothing. I might just play all nine and just have to like it. Here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Where were we?
I don't know. We were keeping it trill.
All right. Let's continue to keep it trill, shall we? Our ex-prime minister, you don't have to remember his name. He'll probably be dead by the end of the day.
Our ex-prime
minister,
we don't...
No, Iraq's
prime
minister.
Oh, all right, see him. Yeah. Okay.
He released 600 detainees today, making good on a pledge intended to ease feuding between Arabs and Shiites. All will be killed on their walk home. The detainees were the first of 2,000 released. This after somebody kidnapped...
I'm sorry? What? Nothing? Go ahead.
Well, they released 50 people... No, actually, they didn't. They released 21 hostages. These people were kidnapped, waiting for a bus the other day, so we have no... We shouldn't be complaining
waiting
about
Waiting for a bus?
Yeah, that's their version of TriMet. You get kidnapped if the bus doesn't show up in time.
All right.
So anyway, 15 of these kidnapped people have been released. Some show signs of torture, but they shouldn't be complaining. They're still alive. Violence is...
Way to pursue another glorious day of living in Iraq. Yep.
Only 14 people died as of early this morning, but we don't have...
And I'm just speculating now. I think if you were to take, like, an Insta-poll... Like, we should set up some sort of American Idol thing over there where everybody's got a little clicker at home. Mm. And we just do an Insta-poll. I think if you were to ask everybody in Iraq right now, look, Iraqi people, would you just prefer it if we just...
Bring back Saddam.
If we just nuked the whole country and killed all of you so you can start over again at the top. Because do Muslims, they don't believe in, do they believe in reincarnation? Well, they're not even all Muslim. But I don't know. I'm an ugly American. I don't know anything. But I mean,
you can't hear them through their veils anyway. I'm just... Are you supposed to do an opinion poll
How do you feel about Saddam?
All
right.
But anyway... Italy
story's gone to hell.
Italy says it's taking its troops out of the Triangle of Death for obvious reasons. And we still have a few troops over there. Also leaving a Bulgaria. Who knew they were there? What do they do there?
They got like one Bulgarian there.
And Spain.
It's just running a fruit stand. Yeah.
In the meantime, all of our soldiers will remain there in deadly danger.
And that's got to be a fun briefing, too. Okay, now you, Hrabowski, Hicks, Jensen... You're going to be going to the Southwest Quadrant. Smith and, other guy. You're going to be going over here to this northern Shia area. And then you, Hudson, Vasquez, Apone, you'll be going to the Triangle of Death here in the middle. Triangle of Death. Everybody got that? All right, pick up your...
I mean... Look, Bulgaria doesn't even seem like they got very many people to spare anyway. I mean, it's basically back to just being us, right? Isn't that it?
Okay.
Yeah. So there you go. So everything's coming along fine there. Maybe you should send Ann Coulter over there. She could scare some people. You send if we sent Ann Coulter over, they would probably fall to their knees and greet her as some sort of a she-demon from the sky. You know what I mean? It'd probably be golden statues of her over there by the end of the day.
Meanwhile, a New Jersey man was left fighting for his life after getting shot. But what doctors found in his rear end was really surprising. Washwan Atkinson.
I'm sorry?
Well, let me finish the story.
What was the last sentence?
All right. A New Jersey man was left fighting for his life after getting shot. But what doctors found in his rear end was really surprising. Washwan Atkinson was shot outside a New Jersey liquor store, and 6 miles of crack cocaine were found hidden in his buttocks. According to the Jersey Journal, Atkinson's girlfriend drove him to an area hospital, and that's where the vials in his butt turned up.
He was shot 4 times and his girlfriend was also hit. No arrests have been made in the shooting.
This, here's the thing, and this is how it always works with these guys, is they've always got half the thing. It's like half the plan, right? It's like, I know where I'm going to secrete these drugs. Secrete is a different thing. It's secrete these drugs. And it's always like, yes, I will place the vial in my buttock, or I will, or you know, I'll put it inside this doll, or I'll, you know, I'll weave it into my hair or whatnot. But then they're always shot. They're always pulled over because they got like a turn indicator that's wrong somewhere. They never got the correct tags on their car. They're going like 800 miles in a 35 or something. It is a self-regulating thing that they can never really seem to get both sides of the don't get caught and set the prison equation happening.
Meanwhile, right. We now take you to FLA, Florida.
So we're heading down to Florida.
Dateline, West Palm Beach. A 6-year-old boy who was accidentally left behind by his mother after they celebrated his birthday at Chuck E. Cheese will temporarily live with relatives while the state determines if he can return home. Michael James Emanuel Jr. has been in state custody since his visit to Chuck E. Cheese Saturday night. His mother, LaQuitta, said she didn't notice he was missing till Sunday morning. Each relative at the party thought the child was with another family member. And Monroe was under investigation by the Palm County State Attorney General's office. No charges have been filed.
Am I to understand that the kid was just living at Chuck E. Cheese by himself?
Well, employers at Chuck E. Cheese called police Saturday night after nobody claimed the boy.
Just left behind. All right, well, there you go.
There's one child left behind.
Sorry, I wasn't aware that I would... That's Disney's optioning that as a movie right now about a kid left behind at a Chuck E. Cheese by his parents. It's like a Home Alone.
And all the mechanical Chuck E. Cheese characters come to life.
And they sing and he learns a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And then
no, there has to be an adventure.
Oh, an adventure. And then the final... This is genius.
They go on an adventure to McDonald's and come back.
And then the adventure. And then at the end... It ends with him either going, you know, his parents coming back and where, you know, his parents who in the film version will not be irresponsible nitwits.
I was at Ann Coulter's.
The parents will come back and we thought that you were with, you know, Uncle Tommy. And Uncle Tommy's, I thought you were with your mom. They will take that.
There would be a mean night security guard. And all the little automated, all the things would be trying to help the boy get out of the store.
And then at the end, when he is picked up and taken home or whatever, or when he comes back. Seen only to him, one of the creatures will wink at him. That'll be the closing shot of, like, one of the, you know...
Like in Labyrinth, when all the Muppets appear in the mirror for Sarah and she can't really see them, but then she turns around and they're there and then they have a party.
Yes, exactly like that. In every way. I haven't seen Labyrinth in, like, 20 years, by the way.
You can borrow mine.
You make Labyrinth jokes and they just sort of... Like, I know, and I don't doubt that you know the movie.
I know.
I feel bad that I haven't seen it. You make Goblin King jokes and it's like, I got nothing.
There's
I don't know.
Nobody to make them with me. Nobody else knows that movie.
It's like me when I make Dark Crystal jokes. Nobody gets my Dark Crystal references.
But
Aaron.
I watched that last week.
Really?
Uh-huh.
You know they're making a sequel to that. Oh. No, it's good. It's going to be Genndy Tartakovsky, I think, who was the guy behind Samurai Jack, Dexter's Lab, Powerpuff Girls. Hmm. He's going to be making Dark Crystal 2, I believe. All right, here's Tim Riley at the... Yeah, you started this geek thing, by the way. That was you that went right down that road. Here's Tim Riley.
Here's story number 2 from Florida.
Oh, don't... Oh, in the name of sweet... Holy... Ah, there we go. Hey, that was me.
Stop.
Okay.
A picture on the MySpace website, popular with the younger set, brought police to the door of a Melbourne family's apartment, and now they could put the family out on the street. The picture showed a 14-year-old with 2 BB guns tucked in his shorts, prompting a neighbor to call police and the landlord. Now, because of the pictures, the teenager's family has been given 7 days to get out of their apartment. Nico Portis's mom knew he had a MySpace page and knew he had a BB gun to get from his aunt. But she didn't know the combination of the two could cause so much trouble. You see, Nico, like many young people today, spends about 4 hours a day on MySpace.
Is he keeping it trill?
It was. It was his space on the popular website that may have ultimately cost his family their home. I hope you're listening to this, kids. A picture of him with 2 BB guns tucked into his waistband and another picture of an arsenal of weapons were the final straw for the managers of the Sable Palms Apartments. Another resident saw it. Portis's family was given 7 days to get out.
I wonder exactly how many guns you have to have an arsenal. At what point does it stop being a pile, a bunch, a gaggle, a flock, just an arsenal? So Luke in Australia, what are these people's names?
This is the Portis family.
Portis, so Luke in Australia. Why don't you go find, you know, we did that. Luke and Brett, one of you guys go find them. If you know the Portis family, you guys are in Australia, how many people can there be there? Just go, you just let them know. Tim Riley severely disapproves of their lifestyle. We need to get a MySpace sounder or a MySpace watch. One of the two. Because clearly this is not abating anytime soon. These stories are just going to continue to flow like so much red wine right into the ears of the audience. So, all right. Let's see, Rick, you mentioned yesterday the original Damien from The Omen had a part in the remake. Can you tell me what character he was? I mean, I haven't seen the film, but he was one of the... I know he played a tabloid reporter. I think he was tabloid reporter number 3. So if you've seen the new Omen, which I encourage you not to, by the way, because you shouldn't encourage these tedious remakes of classic films. However bad the original may have been, it is still a classic, and it shouldn't be. It'd be like remaking Valley of the Dolls or something, which I hear that they're going to be doing. You can't do that. It's just a thing you shouldn't do. Let's see, what else do we have here? Rick, about ships and bridges, never again use the words sailors, ships going up and down every 20 minutes in the same story again. Great show, spreading the word. Thank you. Rick, what is the deal with you and push-ups? There's YouTube video, which I've now discovered, of you doing them at the Hawthorne Bridge, then again at Dante's. If Sarah put you up to this, she needs to be punished.
No, he just was a rabid exerciser. It's so weird.
It's an example of good fitness.
I know, it's like a nervous tic that he has.
Yes, I stand. If
those kids get off MySpace long enough and did some push-ups, there'll be no obesity in America.
I'm just trying to get ready for bikini season. Mm-hmm. Dudes doing push-ups just isn't that appealing. Maybe next time have Sarah do some jumping jacks while holding one or two of those vodka tonics she's so proud of. That's genius. Okay, from now on...
That would be a waste of vodka.
We are going to bet me push-ups, you jumping jacks.
I am not doing
that. That is genius. Well, you're so confident in your bet-winning ability. What does it matter?
Yeah, I didn't say I was confident. You just keep losing.
Have you ever had to do a push-up?
No, because I never bet push-ups.
Not one, ever. You've never lost a bet on this program.
I did and had to do a push-up. I've lost bets, but not for push-ups.
What did we bet? What did we bet with before we discovered push-ups?
We bet so many dumb things. I don't know.
All right. Let's see. I have this Ann Coulter video, but it's like 9 minutes long. Maybe I'll edit it down later. Let's see. Rick, about blocking traffic. This is yesterday. We'll talk about the horns across the Hawthorne in a minute. Maybe making a bicyclist cry is just more of the devil's work we accomplished. Be proud. A bicyclist wept. Yeah, you know, never mind. All right, so I'll tell you what. We should take a break here. We'll come back here. We'll talk about Horns Across the Hawthorne, which was fantastic, by the way. It was genius. It shall live on in the hearts of people everywhere. We will talk about that when we come back. We got CNN radio correspondent Gary Baumgarten who's going to join us. We got a pair of tickets to see Don Rickles. We're going to be giving those away. Tickets to Rickles. Rickle tickets. Rickle ticks. I don't know why. It's just Rickle ticks sounds like some sort of a... if you have inflammation of the joints. We'll be giving those away. They include the buffet, by the way. Kind of loopy today. We'll also be doing the top 5 Ramon songs featuring Marky Ramone. Well, we're going to be talking to Marky Ramone at 2 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show live on AM 970, Solid States Radio.